places us with, that we could again come together in a fashion like this to be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's good to see each and every one of you. We have visitors tonight, and we thank you for coming. We are especially thankful for those that are visiting with us, and we hope that we'll make you feel welcome and that you'll come back and be with us at every opportunity that you have. As I told you this morning, I'll tell you again without hesitating tonight that I'm not the standard, but the Bible is. And I'll do my very best to give you book, chapter, and verse for the things that I say. And you take any notes along the way that you'd like to take, that you can study these things further and make sure that what I'm saying is in harmony with the Bible. The Bible is the standard always for establishing religious truth. I want to talk with you about the topic I wrote before you on the board, by faith. It's a phrase that appears a number of times in the Bible. We realize, I hope we do, the importance of faith. And I point out to you, just by way of introduction to the lesson, as I have in the past, that the word faith is used at least two ways, in the Bible. Sometimes the word faith is used to talk about the gospel, like in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verses 3 through 5, when he talks about the fact that there is one faith. And then sometimes the word faith is talking about the fact that you believe, an obedient faith, as we'll talk about this evening, as was read in the Bible reading. Ethan did a good job in that reading from Hebrews 11, verses 1 through 6. And in that passage he's talking about, of course, they had faith that led them to action, that was demonstrated by their obedience to the things that God said. Sometimes the word faith is used in to talk about the fact that we believe, like in Hebrews 11, beginning in verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtain a good report. So I want us to talk about some things that are made possible by faith. And there's a good number of them. As you open up your New Testament, you study it, you run across this phrase, by faith. The first one I want to point out to you is found in the book of Acts chapter 15. In Acts chapter 15, they came together to consider a particular matter. Some had been teaching the first century disciples that except they be circumcised and keep the law of Moses, they couldn't be saved. And so the apostles and elders at Jerusalem came together to consider the matter. And I want you to notice what is stated in Acts chapter 15 and in verse 9. The Bible says, "And put no difference between us and them." You see, under the gospel, there's no difference between Jew and Gentile. "But no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts." Now watch this. "Purifying their hearts by faith." And so the Bible points out that hearts are purified by faith. It's kind of like the Lord said in John chapter 15, verse 3, "Now you are clean through or by the word that I have spoken unto you." And in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, "Seeing you have purified your hearts." How did they purify their hearts? What did Peter say? "Seeing you have purified your hearts in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently." And so I hope we understand that hearts are purified by faith. By the way, it cuts both ways. Our hearts could never be made clean before God except we obey the gospel. And so the gospel is the only system by which our heart can be cleansed before God. But you also got to have an obedient faith in order to be pleasing to God. You can't just hear, can't just believe. You got to act upon that and obey. Hebrews chapter 11. We'll have a separate lesson that deals with Hebrews chapter 11. But Hebrews chapter 11 is chock full with examples of faithful individuals. I'm sure you're aware of that. You know what is common to each and every one of them? The fact that they had an obedient faith. By faith, Noah moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. These individuals didn't just say, "Well, I believe God is real. I believe He's up there." But they obeyed what God said. That's the kind of faith that it takes in order to be pleasing unto God. By faith. I want us to understand that by faith one is sanctified. You know what the word sanctified means in the Bible? You may already know what it means, but it just simply means something that is set apart. In the Old Testament, there was some vessels that the children of Israel used that was sanctified, set apart, to be used in the service that God had given unto them and instructed them. In the New Testament, Christians are referred to as being sanctified. That means you're not like the world. You've been sanctified or set apart from the world for a particular use, that is, in service to God. I think about Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Now, you know so very well. When he talks about present yourselves as a living sacrifice unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2, he says, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that perfect, acceptable service or gift unto God. And we are sanctified by faith. Someone says, preacher, what do you base that on? Well, notice, if you will, Acts chapter 26, verses 17 and 18. None of this is guesswork, by the way. Don't take my word for it. All these come simply from the Bible. Acts 26, 17 and 18. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that you may receive forgiveness of, or that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance. Now watch this. Among them which are sanctified by what? Look in your Bible. Them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. You cannot be sanctified without faith. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and in verse 11, after cataloging several things that the Corinthians used to be guilty of, Paul is now going to contrast their life with, or their condition, be a better way to say that, with their condition prior to obedience to the gospel. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11, Paul says to the Corinthians, and such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You see, individuals may engage themselves in a host of sinful activities before they become a Christian. But when they obey the gospel, they are washed, they are justified, they are sanctified. You see, set apart for service unto God. And I think about Acts 20 and then verse 32. When Paul is talking to the elders of Ephesus, elders is in reference, by the way, to a group, a plurality, a group of men that is overseeing a local group of God's people, also called bishops and pastors in the New Testament. When Paul is talking to them in Acts 20 and in verse 32, he says, and now, brethren, I commend you unto God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them which are what? Sanctified. You see that point? By faith, you're sanctified. But also when you come over to the book of Romans, we're talking about this phrase, by faith. By faith, hearts are purified. By faith, one is sanctified. And notice what Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 15 beginning. Romans 1, verse 15. So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I want you to notice in that verse that God's power that He employs to save the souls of men, it's not what I think or what you think, but it's the gospel. You see that point? Then in verse 17, for therein that is in the gospel is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Now watch this. As it is written, the just shall live, read the board, or your Bible. The just shall live by faith. It's pointed out when Paul was writing to those at Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, and not by what? by sight. You don't go based upon feeling or based upon tangible things, what I can see and what I can hear and what I can feel and get a hold of that way. The just shall live by faith. That's a quote from the Old Testament, the book of Habakkuk. And Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. We walk not by sight, but by faith. Number four. The Bible says, by faith we stand. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, Paul's writing to the church at Corinth, and he says, among other things, not for that we have dominion over your faith, but are helpers of your joy. Now watch this. How important it is. All these are important. For by faith you stand. If I were to ask you a question, do you want to stand or fall? What would you say? I hope you'd say you want to stand, right? You don't want to fall. And it is possible, by the way, to fall from a right relationship with God. For by faith you stand. And right into those of Galatians, Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Paul said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. He's talking about the Old Testament. Some of them had tried to leave, forsake the New Testament of Christ, the gospel, and to go back and try to serve God, to be justified according to the law of Moses in Galatians chapter 5, verse 4. Paul says, if you do that, you've fallen from grace. For by faith you stand. Last point. Next to the last point. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, when Paul is writing to them and makes the statement, now ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. What did he say? Ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed, and theirs according to the promise. By faith in Christ, we're the children of God. The only way to be in Christ, by the way, is to be immersed, buried, baptized into Him. In the book of John, chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible says, but as many as received Him, that is, as many as received Christ, Jesus, for as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. You see, believing doesn't make one a child of God. It gives you a right to become a child of God. Power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. How are we the children of God? By faith in Christ. Galatians 3:26. One more point. By faith, individuals obeyed. It would do you no good to come to service each and every time the door is open, to hear gospel preaching and teaching, to believe it, and then say thanks but no thanks. Do you no good if you don't obey it. The book of Hebrews chapter 11. A good number of times, at least 11 times, it's pointed out by faith, and then talks about a particular individual. They obeyed. They had an obedient faith, like James points out in the book of James chapter 2. Not one that is just simply faith only, or one that is faith only, but one that is a living faith. That is, it's not separated from works. Now, not works that I would come up with or that you would devise and come up with, but doing the things that God would have us to do. By faith, By the way, the only way that it could be said of those in Hebrews chapter 11 and Hebrews 11 verse 13 that these all died in faith was the fact that they were obedient to the Lord. When it comes time that you close your eyes to drift off into eternity and your earthly pilgrimage is over, would you like for it to be said of you that you died in faith, having obeyed the Lord? I know I do. I'm sure you do too. If so, we've got to do what the Lord says to do. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, "The world passeth away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of the Father shall abide forever." Have you done the Father's will? Have you obeyed Him? I hope that the lesson's been profitable to you, that it's been beneficial to you.